It's been pretty attritional cricket throughout the day. I think the pitch kind of dictates that really to a certain extent. You know, it's not the quickest, or there's not much going on really for the seam bowlers or the spinners, to be fair. So it's just good attritional old-fashioned cricket, and yeah, as you say, a long old day.
You got back into it this morning, you and Ed, century partnership, batted well.
Yeah, it was very pleasing. Obviously, we were up against it after the poor session we had last evening, so it was imperative that we to stay in the game. We had a good morning this morning and got as close as we could to them. And you know, in the end, we can be satisfied with only finishing 50 on behind them from the position we got ourselves into, really.
Yeah, you looked to go out. It seemed to be a fairly positive attitude. You know, you're going to get on with it.
Yeah, I don't really play any other way, really. I didn't. It wasn't a conscious effort to do so. It's just mine and Barnes' natural games. And, you know, thankfully today it came off. And, you know, it's a good pitch. And as soon as you get in and get used to the pace of the ball, and there was a little bit of reverse swing, but as soon as we got over that period, it was very nice to bat on. Mm.
Bit gutted that you didn't get to the three figures?
Yeah, I think it was the best ball I hit all day. I was just trying to clip it for one, and it ended up straight down Shrek's throat on the boundary. But that's cricket, and I'm sure if you would have offered me 90 at the start of the day, I would have taken it.
So you 58 behind, I think, and then a couple of early wickets.
Yeah, a couple of burgles, to be honest. Yeah.
Like, I didn't like to say that.
Yeah, well, no, they were complete burgles, and it's such a funny game when you toil and feel like you're bowling relatively well, and you don't get a breakthrough, and then you bowl a rank long hop and rank ball down the leg side, and you end up with two for two off two overs. Sometimes you're scratching your head, but I suppose that's a game, and in 2 years' time, I won't remember that it's a long hop. I'll claim it's a nick off or something like that.
And then Cosgrove and Norton batted well in the post-tea session, didn't they? Started slowly, but then they took the runs towards the end.
Yeah, they did, and we threw everything at them, to be fair. We tried pretty much everything. Felly got a bowl there at the end, which kind of sums up, you know, we were just trying as many different things as we could do. But it remains a good pitch, and, you know, we have to remain confident that we can chase whatever they put in front of us tomorrow. I'm sure we'll give it a good go. You know, we're getting towards the back end of the season, and we want to be winning games now.
Yeah, at 2:30, I think the lead now. So, if they left you, well, whatever they leave you, you probably have a go at.
Yeah, I would have thought so. As long as it's reasonable, I would have thought that we'd have a go at it. And, you know, God, we don't know what they're going to try and set us, but as I said, we'll give it a good go. And I don't think the pitch has deteriorated quite as much as they would have hoped it would have done by this stage. Hopefully, that remains the same tomorrow. And with them not having a spinner, you know, it means that if we do get on top of them, their attack is a little bit one-dimensional. So hopefully, as I say, we can get in early and chase whatever they throw at us.